Right, let's start this one off with cricket. Durban Super Giants coach Lance Klusener believes the surface didn't play in their favour against Joburg Super Kings in their Betway SA20 clash. Now, JSK cruised a six-wicket bonus point victory over the Super Giants at Kingsmead last night. Pranilan Subrayan and Richard Gleeson took three wickets apiece as DSG was skittled for just 86 before Riley Rousseau's 43 guided the Super Kings home with more than 12 overs to spare, lifting them to second on the table.
Awful surface. I thought batting first, batting second, that's not really what the doctor ordered. I think if we look back, we could have maybe just made more runs somehow and then the game would have been tighter. Dropped a few catches, which don't help. But yeah, not a great surface.
Now, Lance Klusener's side will be in action with Joburg Super Kings again, but this time at the Wanderers Stadium tomorrow. That one will get underway at 5:30. Action to look out for today. Sunrisers Eastern Cape and Paarl Royals will lock horns at 1 o'clock. MI Cape Town play hosts to Pretoria Capitals at 5:30. And then over to football now. In the Africa Cup of Nations, Nigeria passed into the last 16 with a 3-1 win over Uganda, while Senegal thumped Benin 3-0. DR Congo also progressed after beating Botswana 3-0. Tunisia booked their spot with a 1-1 draw against Tanzania. There's action to look out for tonight. Equatorial Guinea will take on Algeria at 6 o'clock. At the same time, Sudan and Burkina Faso go toe-to-toe. And then Arsenal will head into the new year top of the Premier League after thrashing Aston Villa 4-1 to move 5 points clear. Manager Mikel Arteta says it's been a fantastic 12 months for the club. He's hoping 2026 delivers even more.
In the personal level, professional level, the way these guys and the club and the staff made me enjoy my work every single day. And 2026, we know what we want. We're going to have to work really hard for it every single day. But I think we're in the right trajectory.
And then Cole Palmer was among the scorers for Chelsea, who drew 2-2 with Bournemouth. Wolves boss Rob Edwards says their 1-1 draw with Manchester United was a step in the right direction. Now, they remain winless and 15 points adrift safety. He's pleased to earn his first positive result since taking charge.
It's nice to take something from the game. I do feel it's the least we deserved. I do. But yes, progress. So I suppose that's the word that I've used in the other interviews. It's progress.
There's New Year's action in the English Premier League. Crystal Palace and Fulham in action at 7:30 tomorrow. Liverpool and Leeds lock horns at the same time. And then at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Sunderland and Manchester City will lock horns. Brentford and Tottenham go toe-to-toe at 10 o'clock.